When I first spoke to Charlie Manson, he was curled up under a table at the law library reserved for inmates of the Los Angeles County Jail. How he got under the table is a big part of the story. Someone had murdered Sharon Tate and her friends in August 1969, and had murdered Lino and Rosemary LaBianca as well. Charlie was arrested and labeled a cult guru, a monster who used drugs and orgies to twist his girls into mass murder. No one had talked to Charlie himself, although every reporter in the country wanted to. He was under constant guard, and he was kept away from the telephone. Charlie was in a high-security part of the jail, and there were extra guards posted. You couldn't get in unless you were listed by Charlie as a friend or a witness, and even then there were restrictions. If you were a friend, but you had a criminal record, you couldn't get in, and most, if not all, of Charlie's friends had criminal records. I had been covering cops and courts for almost 20 years by then, with a lot of time down at the L.A. waterfront. I received a call from a friend of mine, a longshoreman. I had done a favor for him once, and he wanted to pay me back. He told me he knew someone who could get me to Manson. The longshoreman put me in contact with a man who wanted to meet at 11 o'clock at night in a crime-ridden part of the L.A. harbor. Why, I asked, why Wilmington, and why in the middle of the night? He doesn't want to be seen with you, was the answer. I was crazy to go, but I did. The mystery man said he had a friend in the same area of the jail as Charlie. His friend in jail would call me at the newspaper office, then put Charlie on the phone. 2 days later, at the preset time, the phone rang at my desk.